I know about losing one's mind because when I was younger, I took LSD just to prepare me for the technological revolution. I would never tell anyone to try LSD. It is not a drug you suggest to people. It scared the shit out of me because for 30 minutes while on it, I lost my name. That's right. It's a lot different than forgetting your name. If you forget your name, it's still in here. You may find it. If you lose your name, it's out there. It could be anywhere, and you may need to buy a plane ticket to go find it. And you can't turn to your friends, because they're on LSD. They're having a cosmic conversation about something, and you can't bust in and go, "Holy shit! Do any of you remember my fucking name?" Because then they will try to remember your name, and they will forget their name. And now none of you have names, and you will never get home again. 30 minutes. If you lost your name for 30 minutes by just a, you know, real time, the watch, that would be staggering. But 30 minutes in LSD time is 27 years. During which, apparently, I was given a medal for valor for my service in World War II, and oddly enough, well, I wasn't even born then. Then I remembered I had a wallet. Son of a bitch, was I clever. I reached for it, and just before I opened it, I panicked. I thought, holy fuck, what if there's nothing in there but Monopoly cards? As crazy and as far gone as I was at that point in time, it never occurred to me to turn to the rotary phone and say, "Hey, do you know where the best place to eat raw fish is in this town?"